Monday night. It is a rainy, sopping wet evening in Chicago. I hope that wherever you are happy, healthy, and safe. And please, please be safe on the roads in particular. Take your time. I know we all drive with a lot of confidence. Maybe you got a car with great tires and you're like, I got this. The problem is you don't always know what other people's cars are capable of or what they might fail doing on the roads. Yesterday, I was on the Kennedy and I had the choice to jump into the express lanes or to just stay on the Kennedy regular lanes. And I have this voice in my head every once in a while when I consider taking the express lanes. It's a friend of mine who is a first responder in Chicago, and he has told me never, ever to take the express lanes. And every once in a while, I disregard that voice and I get on them anyway. So I heard the voice this time and I did not get in the express lanes. I was on Bluetooth with my husband and all of a sudden I saw the express lanes come to a complete stop. Every car on the outbound side of the Kennedy yesterday in the express lanes was completely stopped. And I was like, wow, I've never seen them. I've never blown past express lanes and the regular lanes in either direction at quite that speed. Sometimes, you know, you figure, well, there's a slowdown because of that split up by Irving. Some people are going to the Eden. Everyone's getting over to the right to get back on the Kennedy. But this was a complete standstill. I was like, wow, I really made the right choice. And as I went farther, I'm like, well, this seems even more densely filled in the express lanes than I've ever seen. And the next thing, as I come around a little bit of a curve, I see two fire trucks, two ambulances, two tow trucks. Some of the vehicles are on the other side of the cement barriers. A couple of them are on the inside of the express lanes. They had come up. Clearly, they had to clear all the cars ahead of the accident in order to be able to get the emergency vehicles up to the accident. And I was like, man, if anyone was in those express lanes, I felt so badly because I don't know how long that lasted. It seemed like it was going to be a bit. Anybody on the inbound side of the Kennedy was at a complete standstill as well. And I wonder if there's anybody else who will possibly never take the express lanes again. The reason my friend who's a first responder told me never to take the express lanes is it's very hard for the emergency vehicles to reach the cars that are inside. Now, for those of you not familiar with Chicago, there are cement barriers. It's very narrow. There's only two lanes that can go either inbound or outbound on the Kennedy. They flip them. And I remember the other day, actually, I did take the express lanes on my way in to do John Williams' show. And it was one of those moments where I started into the entrance lane for the express lanes, and all of a sudden the gates started closing. I'd never been there. I mean, they started to come out, basically meaning I was going to be one of the last cars into the express lanes. And I felt like so cool because there was no traffic behind me. But that might be the very last time I ever take the express lanes, having seen a tremendous accident. I hope everyone was okay. I hope that the people who were stuck there for a while, I hope you didn't have anywhere you had to be by a certain time, especially if you had to go out to the airport, maybe you had a flight to catch. Wow. It was some awful traffic. So 312-981-7200. I don't know if anyone was stuck in that traffic yesterday, but it was awful. And again, also call us if you ever can, you know, have you stopped taking the express lanes or what I've just told you have any impact on your decision to take the express lanes? Between possibly being in an accident where, you know, maybe the emergency crews can't get to you or being stuck there because of an awful accident. I saw one, I think it was last year during a bit of a snowstorm. I think it was also on the weekend, too. There was a big accident, big multi-car pileup because of the snow, and people were stuck in those express lanes for a long, long time. I was very fortunate, though, on Saturday night, I was heading out, actually Saturday morning first. After my show on Friday night, I went to Holland, Michigan, and I want to thank the folks of MOCA. They're an incredible organization that helps individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities, and it was an honor to perform for their comedy night fundraiser, and it was a lovely turnout at the Knickerbocker Theater in Holland, Michigan. If you have a chance, please, two things. One, visit MOCA, M-O-K-A, and if you have anyone in your family who perhaps might need services now or maybe in the future for long-term care, check out MOCA, and they serve a community in Michigan, in that area around Holland, Grand Rapids. And the other thing is, go to Holland, Michigan. It's a sweet, lovely town with wonderful people, some great food. So if you have a chance, stop by there. It was a weird place to be performing on stage when the Loyola Rams Ramblers were playing. I didn't see a minute of the game. And there are people in the audience, Michael, as Paul, who were getting antsy because you know who was playing as well on Saturday was Michigan. Mm-hmm. So people, like this one guy kept looking at his watch. I'm like, look, dude, I promise you I will get you out of here in time to watch the tip-off for Michigan. And he goes, well, don't forget about travel time. And by the time the show was over, he was really sweet. He came up. He goes, that was totally worth worrying about missing the beginning of the game. So that was a lot of fun. Wonderful audience. I've had the pleasure in the last week to give three performances that I can't tell you how much fun it was. I went to Springfield to perform for ICPN, another group that provides care for individuals with disabilities. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes the hugs are just, it just makes me so happy. People who work really hard, who do therapy, who do respite care, who maybe hear a lot of the negatives about their job. Maybe people complain or they hear that their funds are going to be cut. And I wanted to remind them that what they do means so much, makes such a difference in the lives of families like mine. So I want to thank everyone that I had the opportunity to work with last week. I want to thank Paul for being here tonight. I have to take a break, and we're going to check in with Mark Carman about who, what? Loyola! Sister Jean. She's the coolest. Her merch is just flying off the shelves and out of websites. More after this on 720 WGN. I shouldn't whistle. I should let the whistling take care of the whistling. Carm, this is super exciting. The Loyola Ramblers are going to the Final Four. Look, I'm catching up with the lingo. I'm so on top of this now. We made it to the Sweet 16 and then the Elite Eight, and now we're going to the Final Four. How are you feeling about Loyola going to all the way to the championship?
Carm? I feel great about it, Patty. I feel even better about the way your lingo has come along. I think that's great. And I just think it's pretty incredible how the whole city has rallied around the Loyola Ramblers. And, I did White Sox Weekly on Saturday and then walked over to Howells and Hood right next door to the old studio. And the place was packed.
Yes.
Everyone's watching Loyola. What's that?
No, go ahead. The whole place
I mean, it wasn't. I was just saying, it wasn't on campus here, you know. It wasn't in Rogers Park. It was downtown. And everybody was watching, and they had their scarves out, the whole thing. I just thought it was cool.
I was going to ask if they were all wearing their Gryffindor scarves. I don't know if it's...
The colors were flying. It was out. And people, it was actually anticlimactic on Saturday, right? I mean, that game was over.
Yeah, we won by... I mean, Loyola won by 16 points.
Look, and that, look at that. I just creeped in.
I know. I backed off of it. I can't.
You said it twice before. I was like, wait, what's your
connection? Chicago. Mm-hmm. I think the connection is Chicago. We.
Yeah,
I know.
Go we.
Go no. You I'm not. The team won by, they won by 16, yes.
The Ramblers.
Say we. It's Chicago.
Loyola.
What, you just jumped on my throat for doing it, Paul?
Well, I'm rooting for them because I'm an Illini like yourself.
Yes,
and
I am.
We are horrible. So there's got to be something. And I hate Bill Self from Kansas, so I want to have someone to root for. That's an underdog story. So I've been a fan since Saturday.
You can't like not be a Loyola fan.
Yeah,
you'd actually legitimately be a bad person, unless of course. You know, you went to Michigan, that's a whole other animal. I got it. I get it. But, like, you know, let's be honest. We all know that Go Blue deserves to go down. They've had a nice run. They made it to the Final Four.
Agreed.
But this should end with Loyola holding the crown.
Speaking of the blue, right? So yesterday we were watching the game before 60 Minutes. What team, who was playing last night? Blue. There were blue uniforms and white uniforms.
That was
Duke and Kansas.
You were watching Duke and Kansas, Patty.
Okay, I was not watching them. We were just I was having a Stormy Daniels party at my house. I was making Dark and Stormies as we had Cheetos. We also had deep dish pizza. Get it? Because she was going to dish, right? So anyway, but my mom was on the couch and she goes, so the game went into overtime. She goes, oh, this is not looking good for the whites. And everyone in my living room was trying really hard not to laugh, but we all knew that she meant the white uniforms. So I just it was one of those moments that I just kind of really enjoyed. It's not looking good.
That was
for
a great game.
It was a great game.
And I forget who was wearing white. Kansas was wearing white, and they pulled it out. So your mom was actually turned out to be rarely, but in this case was incorrect.
She was incorrect. Well, it wasn't looking good until it was. That's all.
Yeah, right.
So how does this match up? We are going to be playing Michigan?
They're playing Michigan. Look, this is the Wolverines are a 5.5-point favorite right now. That could change before game time Saturday. But look, Michigan is on paper the better team. They are more athletic. They have length. They have a big man in the middle by the name of Bo Wagner, who's going to play in the NBA. And Loyola has not seen anybody like him in the tournament to this point. He can play on the perimeter. He can play in the paint. They have talent at the guard spots too. But here, Michigan lost to Northwestern, who did not have the season that they were looking for. So they're playing their best basketball of the year right now. But anything can happen in the tournament, as has been proven time and time again. So, and the Ramblers are just flat out good. So I think it's going to be a great game, and it should go down to the wire. And hopefully Loyola can get through. They can beat them, but they're going to have to play very well.
How about the pace that that Loyola plays at compared to how Michigan plays? Is that possibly something that would be disruptive for them?
Well, look, Michigan is an excellent defensive team, so they're going to be tough to score against. But the Ramblers are a great defensive team, too. So this game should be played in the 60s, maybe even the high 50s, somewhere around there, which to me, getting into a shootout, that's not Loyola's game.
Right.
So I don't think that, when the team is tough to score against, that's a problem. But I think the actual pace of the game does play in the Ramblers' favor.
Now, do you plan on watching the game? Are you on the air next Saturday night?
We are on the air until 5:30, Patty.
And the game starts. What time's tip off?
We're gonna miss about the. I think tip off is 5:09. I'm gonna say.
Okay.
So, and we're on the air actually until 5:40, as we get into game two of the White Sox season at Kansas City when Andy Mazur takes over for the pregame. So, we're gonna have the game on in the studio and we're gonna talk White Sox baseball and we'll multicast. And then we're gonna walk over to Howells and Hood and we're gonna watch the end of the game.
Well, I'll see if I can get a table then for Howells and Hood and maybe come hang out with you guys.
That'd be amazing.
Right? Wouldn't that be fun? By the way, Mark Carmen and Adam Hogue are the post-White Sox team. They're going to be splitting the games throughout the season. I know Andy Mazur's doing pregame conversation
That's right.
with everybody. Carm, you and I, and Nick D, I think there's several other hosts here at WGN who are, in fact, diehard Cubs fans. And Carm, I don't know if you know about this. We saw the blowback on social media, a lot of people complaining about, WGN has been part of the Cubs tradition. For whatever reason, we were, left out of the equation. We parted ways several years ago. But I think that you, me, and Nick have been pretty honest about who we are, because a lot of people complaining that WGN Cubs fans have turned their backs on the Cubs because we're the White Sox station now. But I'm very excited about baseball. I was on John Williams' show last week and I was like, go baseball! Because I can't say the other thing. I just can't. But.
Well, I mean, I have made the transition, Patty.
to what? To be, you can't, don't tell me you've made the transition to being a Sox fan.
I don't want to upset you here, but I'm all in.
I'll be excited when they win. It's exciting to see good baseball, but I can't say the other thing.
It's going to be a fantastic summer, hopefully on both sides of town.
Mm-hmm.
And the White Sox are absolutely 100% headed in the right direction. And, they may get there sooner than a lot of people think. I think they have a chance to surprise this year, and if it doesn't work out, it'll still be a very entertaining season because they got a lot of young players that are part of their future. They're going to be on the field, like Juan Moncada and Lucas Giolito, to name two. So it's baseball belongs at WGN. It's phenomenal to have the White Sox, and I think that it's just going to be a great summer. And it starts on Thursday, baby. So here we go.
What time is first pitch?
First pitch on Thursday is 3:15. Pregame at 2:40. Andy Mazur has it for you.
Excellent. Well, I'm excited to get. I'm excited. It's baseball season, so that's the important part of it.
It's going
to
be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic.
Great season. Hayward's going to do great too. I know you don't like him, Carmen.
I appreciate your confidence, Paul. That's impressive.
All right. Well, let's talk to you again.
Yes. No, Paul, you'd be impressed to know that I took a set off a guy tonight that I haven't taken a set off in about 8 months. I gave it my all. It was nice. It was a tremendous feeling.
Are we talking about tennis again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, we need to play again. I haven't played, but now my shoulder's better, so I'm in.
Okay, I need to volley this to the commercial. So.
Well done.
See you guys.
See you, Mark.
Catch Carm on Twitter at @TheCarm. Find him on Facebook, and you can catch him after the game on Thursday, White Sox Baseballs on WGN. And then, of course, on Saturdays, The Beat from what time? From 3 to 6?
We're on this week, 3:30 to 5:40.
All right, 3:30. We just find him. Follow him on Twitter. You'll know where it's all happening. Have a great night, Carm. Get
Saturday
some sleep.
Afternoon.
Saturday afternoons.
Yep.
Exactly. Thanks, Carm. More after this, Carm, on 720 WGN.
But don't say that I'm in the dark, 'cause you can't see my light. It takes every color in the spectrum to make the world so bright. If we want to understand, we all must learn to listen. 'Cause love speaks in a million ways, and in the end, we're not so different. Hey, yeah, yeah. We're not so different.
That's Not So Different by Cassandra Kubinski, who will be speaking at the UN on April 2nd, which is World Autism Day, and we'll be talking to her shortly about her connection with autism. We're very thrilled to have her on the air, and I know that she is on the East Coast, staying up late for us, so thank you so much for joining us, Cassandra. How are you doing?
Hey, Patty, I'm so well. Thanks for having me.
It's absolutely my pleasure. What a beautiful song, Not So Different, and I know that you have a personal connection with a family raising an individual with autism. Tell us a little bit about that relationship.
Yeah, sure. So my friend Vanessa has two sons, actually, who are both on the autism spectrum. And she had a couple of years ago asked me if I would write something that they could use, kind of, you know, and sing together in a walk that they were doing, a fundraising walk. So Not So Different was the result of interviewing Vanessa and some other people who also had family members on the spectrum. And that's the song that emerged, and it's really, you know, kind of taken on a life of its own.
And tell me about the idea that don't tell me I'm in the dark. I think that was the lyric that I just heard, and about the lights and the colors. I just so you know, I have a son who is also autistic, and so it is interesting and always hard to explain to people. So I'm guessing that your friend goes through these things, not just with the unique challenges of raising children with autism, but also the way people react to them. So it sounds like your song is also like, hey, you know, take a step back and really understand, or at least take a moment to appreciate the person that you see in front of you.
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely it. And for sure, you know, from my conversations with people, because, you know, as a songwriter, I wanted the words to reflect what people are really dealing with. And, you know, on a personal such a beautiful presence in my life, and who is no longer with us, but she was considered mentally retarded before we had as many labels as we have for different things now. And, you know, and I felt that it was a bit of a, like, I understand what you're saying, you know, that there's a certain way that people can react with feel that.
Oh no, we're losing a little bit of your connection, Cassandra. Are you are you staying up late tonight? Because I hate to have to ask if you happen to have a landline, because I think we've got a bad cell.
Oh, am I back on? I'm moving around.
That's how I am sometimes. I'm like, is this better if I stand by a window? Does that work better? Let's see how we do. So you're going to be at the UN. How did this come up? And what are you planning to say to the UN?
Yeah, so, you know, I know that you had on our representative who's working with us with Not So Different, has also been on your show, Ken Franklin, for his song that he did for the Chicago Cubs. You know, and so he has some connections, and yes, we may be able to, actually speak and share some about Not So Different with the UN on their Autism Day, April 5th. So if I do actually get to say something, you know, I think I would really just stress what the message of the song is about, which is that we all want to be loved and accepted for who we are and how we are, as we are, you know, and that's really something that I feel is important for everybody, not just individuals on the spectrum.
And what is the what has been some of the highlights of, you know, this journey of not only writing the song but also, you know, being around the kids that that you've come to know with autism?
Well, I mean, it's been so astounding to see the incredible power that music has. And yes, I know it sounds so cliche, you know, because, you know, we all hear about and know about the healing and moving power of music. But to see it in action and take this song and lucky enough to be invited to be part of ensemble, we work in the song and we practice rhythm with the kids. We practice dance moves. Teach them dance moves to the song, and getting to see that children and teens, we've gotten to work with, you know, those levels, the way that they respond, the way that they light up, the way that they suddenly maybe start communicating thoughts or feelings that weren't coming out, you know, once that they're engaged in the melody or a rhythm. And that's something that when I wrote the song, my friend Vanessa had stressed very clearly that her kids responded really well to beats, you know, like she mentioned Black Eyed Peas. She was like, my kids just really, they
yes,
have a solid rhythm.
Do they, what's the one, my beat so big I'm stepping on leprechauns? My son loves that one. That's one of his favorite Black Eyed Peas songs. I'm not kidding. Like, he'll come running from another room when he hears, it's somewhere between Mozart and Black Eyed Peas. He loves both of those, both of their stylings, as it were. You're right, though. There is something about music that is not just healing, but I think inspiring for people. You know, we know that. It kind of gets us moving sometimes. Where can people find your music? Because I love what you do, and I think more people in Chicago should definitely know about you.
Thank you. I mean, I would love to know more people in Chicago and come out and play there.
Yes.
I mean, man, we would love to come do a benefit concert or something at some point.
That would be great.
You can find me on all the networks and music sites.
Is it Cassandra Kubinski, right?
It is Cassandra with a C, Kubinski with a K.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if you get music on Spotify or iTunes or Google Play, all of our music, including Not So Different, of course, is on all of those platforms as well.
If you are ever in Chicago, and I have to figure out a way to get you here, because I know plenty of folks that would love doing a fundraiser with you, we'd love to have you play in studio. It would be our honor to welcome you.
Oh, my gosh. I would absolutely love that. That would be fantastic.
Excellent. We wish you the best of luck in New York and presenting for the UN and all of your journeys. And yeah, I think we're going to find a way to have you in Chicago. Let's get you in studio.
I love it, Patty. Well, I look forward to meeting you. And thank you again for helping to share the song and, you know, certainly for everything that you're doing around autism awareness as well. Thank you.
My honor. Thank you so much. And Cassandra Kubinski, you can find her on all the places you find music that you love. Cassandra Kubinski, again, her song, Not So Different. You've got to listen to it. It's beautiful. More after this on 720 WGN. Coming up after midnight, we are going to be playing Deadpool. We need our winner from last week to call in. Whoever guessed the person that was going to be out last week in the White House has to call in 312-981-7200. If you were the one with the correct guess, and I have a way of making sure that it's you because I have at least part of your phone number, but you can't text in to win. You do have to call in to claim your prize, which is an Apt Electronics gift card. So we'll play Deadpool after the news. Before we go to the news, I did want to talk about this case in Cook County. Apparently, Cook County is suing Facebook and Cambridge Analytica after alleged misuse of millions of Illinois data, and it's under an Illinois fraud law. So this is going to be interesting. And by the way, there's an article in Time Magazine that Facebook has been collecting Android users' cell phone data for years.
Allegedly.
No, they said they have been collecting, just as they're trying to overcome a user data scandal involving Cambridge Analytica, which was basically all Cambridge Analytica was manipulating millions of people by our emotions. And here's the thing, that you can't be manipulated unless you want to be. People wanted to be manipulated into rage and seeing things one way. What?
Well, here's the thing. I don't buy stocks very well.
Mm-hmm.
And the one stock
you did not
Facebook. I bought it's still okay, but
I
bought the wrong things.
Oh,
Potbelly didn't do well for me. Groupon.
I could have seen that coming. You know why? I like Potbelly.
Chipotle.
A little salty. Well, yeah. It makes me very thirsty when I eat at
well,
the
Well, my friend's
belly.
Like, buy things that you know and like. And so you can't
Stop
buy 7-Eleven donuts.
Yeah, don't
and
do
so
that.
And
yeah.
so I bought Snapchat, which is also no good.
And Chipotle, so I'm guessing the whole virus not, outbreak.
That's already out.
That's, yeah. You, okay.
That's. But Facebook was my
How
one.
How about you go with things you don't like? Like, do like weird,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Like, Chick-fil-A would have been. I mean, they're
not
public, but
do
I mean.
Do it anymore.
You're not going to buy stocks anymore?
No, I think I've learned my
well,
lesson.
Well, why don't you go with like a mutual fund and let somebody else kind of do it?
Yeah.
Some of the, like, research
I
mutual funds.
I did that
funds.
As well. Yeah. But the stocks that
you
I bought.
You bought your own stocks.
Yeah, that was a bad idea.
Do you have any friends that have done well with things that they like?
No, I've never had that conversation with them.
Yeah, so
they all
maybe
just
they're just
I'm
pulling
dumb.
Your leg too. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, no, one of my friends is like really a
well,
good
at that.
But he does it all day. Like you have to like yeah. pay attention and stuff. I was like, I do it once a week. I look at and see how it's doing. And it's really bad. And then I'm like, okay, now I'm going to try not to think about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But Facebook was doing so well for me. I was like, wow, I did something right. And I was going to call my dad and be like, do you love me now? And then it just didn't work out.
Yeah, I could see that. Is there something that you love that you think would do be good as a stock purchase?
Ooh.
Right?
Mm.
I know.
What about those foods that you buy?
The what's that?
The foods, the ugly foods. What is it called?
Oh, the produce?
Fruits. Yeah.
The ugly produce? I don't know if that's...
I don't know if that would take off.
Yeah.
Huh.
Or that make seems... money. I would say Instant Pot.
Instant Pot. That would have been a good investment.
Yeah, that's making...
She's right.
That's crazy right now.
Yeah, so people who... like
Is
if you,
it public?
If you...
No idea.
I don't know. If well,
I know what that means now.
I'm guessing the the manufacturer of that, probably like a Sunbeam or... isn't it like one of those companies, like Black & Decker? You know, those are the folks that make things
probably,
like blenders and coffee makers and things. That's exactly how I think you should invest is when you see something that you really fall in love with and you see other people are starting to fall in love with it, that's a good time to buy before everyone buys one. Is Instant Pot a purchasable stock?
I'm looking that up. But the one thing is, you know, people love Chipotle too. And then something happens and then it's done.
Oh, there you go.
So you got to worry about that.
Michael, is there anything that you love that you think would be a good stock to buy?
Absolutely. Bitcoin and and Dash, the egg cooker.
Are you saying these things because these are stocks you've already bought and you would like people to buy? What's Dash the egg cooker?
Dash is the ultimate in hard-boiled egg cooking, and I think that everyone should invest in it because it's the greatest invention of all time.
Hold on a second. Dash the egg boiler? I don't understand what this is. Is this something that you put the like a basket for the egg to
it
put
it? It is the greatest invention. It's a rapid egg cooker. It cooks your hard-boiled eggs in 12 minutes.
So it's a device that cooks your like instead
really because I can do them in 6.
Yeah,
these
in
are
my
lies.
Instant Pot.
Yeah. Oh, you do it in your Instant Pot?
Yeah.
Wait,
you do
what?
A bunch at a time.
So Instant Pot is a Canadian company, small company founded by engineers. So.
Are they public?
I can't find anything.
Oh my God, Michael,
like
you have this. You have this little. It's cute. It's a cute little device.
What does it look
yes.
like?
It looks like a little pod. It's got like a. It's like a.
Oh.
Can you see that from there?
By the way, single use products, useless.
No, this is not a single use. You can use it as many times.
What else can you cook
want.
In there? No, single use means the only thing you can do with it is make hard-boiled eggs.
It also makes deviled eggs, and you can make a straight-up just egg if you want anytime.
Ez brings up another good point. There's a whole book about waffle recipes. So if you have a waffle maker, you can make like all these other like pasta dishes.
Oh, yeah. You can make savory. You can yes. make sweet waffles.
With a waffle
yeah.
iron?
With a waffle iron.
I mean, it's just a hot... iron that has
so
divots
your pasta's
and grooves.
Gonna look all weird though, right?
It looks cool though. And there's actually a guy who does a sketch show called Will It Waffle, and he just like the people like bring things for him to waffle, like flip flops.
Genius!
You get you to bet on it if it's gonna
yeah, see if it works, if it doesn't like melt, I guess, or something. Yeah, so that's waffling is something that seems like a single use item, but you can use it for many things. Now, as I think is correct, the Dash is you can only use it for eggs.
I'm going to be laughing all the way to the bank. You'll right. see.
I've made
yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck. I made ramen eggs. You know, like you soak it in soy and
yeah.
I made a molten egg. That was cool. I wish I'd used them faster though, because like after a day or so, you don't want that soy soaking in too long.
I wish you could invest in ramen because I think like that's going to be a
so
hit.
Good.
I love ramen so
can
much.
You can't invest in restaurants, right?
You would think there's like
They're
Furious
like,
Spoon.
Yeah, you. Oh, that's a long story, but yeah.
I got.
I missed that one. As
I have
well.
Exactly 1 minute.
No, that's
the,
not, I. I just...
you could have been an investor?
Yeah. I mean, you could invest in bars and restaurants, but it's so risky.
Can you invest in Maruchan or Top Ramen?
Ooh. What's Maruchan?
That's like
it's the brand
of
ramen. Yeah.
I've never heard those word that word spoken. I've only seen it
at the store.
Yes.
isn't there a line like, Amy, there's a... Oh, no. If
you like Top Ramen... Mm-hmm. It's pina coladas. That's a different song.
Are you trying to find a date by telling women to call the show? If they like Top Ramen, call 312-981-7200.
No, I should do that.
Maybe that's a way to find a date. Like, what foods do you like? Do people put what foods they're like obsessed with?
Sites? Yeah, I'm not a foodie. I just love ramen. And a lot of people don't like ramen.
All right.
Someone texted from 815 that there's a restaurant that's based on waffle irons.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Is it in the 815? We have to find the
Where's this waffle iron restaurant?
I have to find that. Okay, that sounds like a task for the break. And then the news. More in a moment on 720 WGN. A listener has texted us wondering what in the world is going on at Lane Tech. So let me tell you, I did not know this, even as an alum. I was not aware that there was some activity at Chicago's largest and one of the most prestigious high schools in Chicago. I'm not saying that just to toot my alma mater's horn, but it's a great school. It's massive. People drive by and always think it's a college. So when I went there were approximately 5,000 students, the size of some small towns.
How many people did you graduate with?
With just under 1,000.
Wow.
And I came in with a large class. We actually lost a significant portion of our class. We were 1,750 when we went in. And I remember our principal Carson, who said that she said that we were one of the least qualified, like less intelligent groups of students. They had taken a long time because they had expanded the their roles. And we were like, I don't know how to take this. This is not inspiring. Mrs. Carson, don't know if you...
We had 400 in our class when we started, and it ended up being 381.
Oh my God, 19.
And then we lost 19. And then we also, well, some people transferred to military schools because we were the most arrested and troublesome class in a while. We actually made the Newsweek for our high per capita drug use.
Wow. I was very
naive.
Go
Red Devils.
I was very naive in high school. I did not know that people were doing drugs. I knew people drank because I dated a boy who didn't think I was cool because I did not drink.
Well, we saw the pictures.
So, yeah, see, you could tell that I was not hanging with those kids. So my alma mater apparently has a little bit of a buzz going around it. There's some activity there. There are some hastily built fences wrapped in black tarps that are surrounding a tent, apparently. There's a tent outside of the school. There's a lot of updates being done to the school, including painting. They're putting on the touches of a strange gray sculptural form taking shape outside of the front of the north side of the high school. And it looks as though people are saying it looks as though the crews are preparing for the arrival of a head of state or perhaps a superstar. And as it turns out, it is going to be Apple CEO Tim Cook is expected to arrive on Tuesday for what the folks are saying is an Apple keynote or a product unveiling. Now, the kids are all out of school, so I don't know if the students have been invited to attend this or if they're using the campus. They're saying that Lane Tech was chosen because of their reputation as a leader in incorporating technology in the classrooms and the curriculum, which I was telling you before the show, Paul, that Lane Tech for a little while tried to drop the moniker of tech for a bit because it had originally, when the school was built, it was intended to be a school that would help young men, because it was an all-male school until the 1970s. It was intended as a trade school. So there was foundry, we had machine shop, and actually this was all the way through the 90s. My school had machine shop, electric shop, foundry, auto shop, a lot. I mean, for your first 2 years, you were required to take a shop class. You could opt out of taking, I think you could get out of shop if you took like print shop, so you didn't have to take like the manual labor ones. I was never smart enough to get out of shop, but I actually loved wood shop. I loved machine shop. I hated foundry with a passion. Anyway, that was our legacy was
foundry.
Foundry.
What's that?
Casting molten metals. Oh. So you make like sculptures. Yes, it was grueling because we had to use a furnace, and actually my furnace room is now the foundry I used to work in is now a ceramics class. So they still have like they use the kiln there. So it works out perfectly for them. Lane Tech also has hydroponics. They have a robotics entire. Part of their program is devoted to incredible you know, aspects of technology. So apparently that's one of the reasons why Apple has chosen Lane Tech to announce, make some big announcements, and they're making upgrades to the school. They're updating the auditorium, they're refinishing areas inside and out of the school, they're replacing lighting, touch-up paint, and much more throughout the building. And that's kind of wonderful. So they're going to be leaving. Obviously, once they've done the improvements, they're not going to like break stuff afterwards. So that's really a great boon to Lane Tech. I love it. And the students at the school have said this disruptions have been minimal in the week prior to the spring break. Apparently, there were people going into the clock tower. Now, I never went to the clock tower. I'm kind of curious about maybe they were just
where the kegger was.
I don't know if that's maybe. So you were saying, now it doesn't say here why or what the announcement is. You were saying, Paul, that you believe it has something to do with providing iPads.
I heard they're announcing, this is word on the street, as a stock owner in Apple.
You are a stock owner?
No,
oh, but, see. I see.
I was at one point. But no, I heard they were making like an affordable iPad or something available.
That's
that
cool.
They're making an announcement. It's a huge deal. So for students and or teachers,
right.
That's my guess if we're gonna gamble on it.
Well, the event is scheduled to apparently begin at 10 a.m. tomorrow, but it sounds as though security's gonna be tough, and I don't know who has been invited to be in the auditorium. I think the auditorium seats, I want to say it probably seats 800. I know it's not, but it was not big enough for my graduation. We had to have our graduation outside in the stadium, so I'm not sure. Maybe it's only about 600. I can't. I know that there's a main floor and then there's a balcony area too. So
I've only driven by.
That's never. Happening at Lane Tech. So speaking of memories, one of the things I love about Facebook is that your time hop, it tells you what happens years ago. And Paul, now you remember at the end of the show on Friday, at the end of every show actually, we have a segment called Tell Me Something Good.
Yes.
Which is an invitation to the guests in the studio, everyone on the show, and listeners to call or text us something they're happy about.
Positive.
Positive things. So we,
upbeat.
You know, we generally, whether it's something you're celebrating, something that makes you smile, it's a happy thing. And one of our listeners called in. Let's call him Patrick, because that's his name. Patrick called in and told us a charming story about someone helping somebody at Jewel, and it was nice. And then he went into complaining and being upset that I was talking about President Trump. He doesn't like my show when I talk about President Trump. Now, I understand that he reflects the views of some, and I get it. It's it's grueling, the you know, conversations every single day.
Sure.
We have contained it to only Friday nights.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, you know, believe me, how hard do you think it is for me to come in every day? Because my day, all day long, we're getting all this information. I'm hearing about it. We're having conversations.
All channels.
But I block it all out and come in and do topics and talk to our guests. And we have regular segments like Wellness Wednesday. We built some of these so that we would stay on focus and not sort of wander into territory to talk about what the big headlines and what Donald Trump has done on a particular day. Now, people complain that I'm talking about politics. So let me do my time hop, because I told Patrick, I said, actually, Patrick, my very first day on WGN Radio, the very first show I ever had, was pretty much all politics. Mm-hmm. I had in a Republican senator and a Democrat senator to talk about their issues in their districts, to talk about how they approach their policies, because I wanted people to hear both sides of it, which is why when we talk about politics on Friday nights, we have Republicans on my panel, we have Democrats, we have people who are kind of moderate, some, you know, so we do all that. We leave the phone lines open. You can call, have the conversation. We try to keep it very civil. So let me read to you 5 years ago, March 24th, 2013. This is what was on my Facebook
time back then.
Prepping for my very first show on WGN Radio tonight from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. We have an eclectic list of guests. Patty Ginich, she's a chef at the Mexican Cultural Institute in Washington, D.C. We'll also have Illinois State Senator Dan Katowski and Illinois State Senator Pam Althoff, who will share stories about legislation they are working on and why they are passionate about their jobs. So, just hours after I told Patrick that my very first show had been centered on politics and including a chef who works in Washington, D.C., there it was. And by the way, that means, by the way, as I've been here for 5 years, this weekend was my 5-year anniversary.
Yay! It's starting congratulations. At
thank you. So that was very exciting. So it occurred to me, I had left the station pretty, I was a bit taken aback that Patrick had misused our segment for Tell Me Something Good to gripe
opposite
about
something.
So I was like, I often talk about this in speeches that I give. You cannot control the way people act, right? and letting Patrick get me upset and disappointed that he had misused a segment, I was like, oh, I'm giving him more real estate than he deserves. He's gotten into my mental space. So I can only control how I react. So I realized, you know what? Because Patrick misused a segment, I've decided that he has now added to Monday night segment. We will be doing every time someone calls or texts us to complain about the fact that we're talking about Trump, we'll add another segment to talking about Trump throughout the week rather than just containing it to Fridays.
And
we've,
come up with a lot of segments that you said no politics, Paul. And I was like, okay, but this isn't politics. It's just news.
So we will. So every time someone complains about the fact that we're talking about President Trump, whether it's right now or on Friday nights, we will now put them on to Monday nights. And if there are more people complaining, we will spread those out throughout. So now the audience is in control of when we talk about President Trump. Just so you know. So maybe someone missed this disclaimer and they start texting. Well, you know what? You're going to have to, that's just going to have to happen. And here was my other point, was that there are as many people, if not more, who also don't like this administration and enjoy having a conversation, being able to participate. Maybe they work all day and they don't hear, they don't get to jump in on Steve Cochran's show or Ro Khan's show. And I think it's important to continue to have a conversation about things that come up in the headlines. And I have ignored them for more than a year throughout the week because I thought, you know what? People are going to be overwhelmed by this. So let's contain it to Fridays. Well, Patrick has ripped the lid off of that and has ruined it for anybody else who doesn't like the fact that I talk about it on Friday night at all.
Right.
So there you go.
And just for the record, Deadpool is a fun game.
Yes.
People love
But people
game.
Complained last Monday
about the game.
That we were talking about Trump last Monday, not hearing that it was just a game
called
Deadpool, but they said it was politics.
We don't even talk about
it. So that would count as somebody who adds another segment.
Right.
And here's the thing. You're also in complete control of your dial. If it's if you don't like the conversation, don't text me and say that, you know, I don't like this. You have control over this. So I'm just saying. The text screen has been open because I realized one night Michael opened it for me and there were some really sweet, wonderful comments. And I realized that I had had it shut off because of the people who call me names, who attack me.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, this is not fair to the people who are enjoying themselves, who genuinely contribute to the show, who move the conversation along. So again, the penalty for complaining about us talking about Donald Trump will be extra... And it's not here's the thing. For me, it's not necessarily a penalty. It's just for that texter. But I have wanted to talk about President Trump on other nights rather than just Friday. So here we go. And we'll make it fun. We'll make it light.
Yeah, this is actually a light game.
It is a light.
It's fun. You could win $50 in gift certificates.
Yeah, from Apt Electronics. Unless Patrick
show your knowledge.
Unless somebody like Patrick wants to ruin it for everybody again.
Yeah, just say, hey, nothing's going to change.
Michael, how's that sound? Does that sound worthy? So we will add segments. When people text that we're complaining that we are talking about the president, we now will add on another segment talking about the president.
And we're not talking about the president. We're talking about his cabinet.
No. I'll be talking about the president.
Oh, yeah. Okay. For this segment.
Paul, people are still going to think we're talking about the president, even if it's just your game. They're going to hear what they want to hear, and that's fine. And that's but I heard from, and by the way, Patrick wasn't the only one on Friday. That was so. There's one segment because of Patrick's call for tell me something good, and also that texter who went on and on and called me names. So you get two extra segments that we will talk about. So what are you getting in there, Paul? Are people complaining that I'm talking about
it? It's just one person texting. No more, too much talking about Trump.
And there's a third segment. We just added a third segment. There you go.
I feel like I'm in fifth grade class when Miss Kilpatrick was yelling at me.
So there you go. So now tonight we have three segments where we will talk about it. So go ahead and text us again. I dare you. So it will be, otherwise it will be
it's
from
all the
now.
Same person.
That's fine. So that's just that one person. But if they do another one, that will add a fourth.
That's fine.
So there we go. So Paul, when we come back, let's play Deadpool 312-981-7200. If you have a guess for who you think is safe or not safe, or if you think everyone is safe, you have a chance to win. That's in the White House. People who are fired or leave of their own accord, which we know means they've been shoved out.
Yeah. And we have it. And we have the odds, too. If you want to know the odds before you go. We actually looked up the Vegas odds of what the chances
are. Who's going to go next?
For example, Sonny Perdue, Secretary of Agriculture, is odds in Vegas. And they're not official odds. They're just odds that me and Michael came up with.
Do you like my new segment? My new addition segments?
I think it's hilarious. Good job, Patrick. You did a great job.
Congratulations, Patrick. You made it fun for me. That's how I take when people use up too much of my mental space. I'm like, well, I got to do something positive with this. And this made me giggle. More after this on 720 WGN. We're actually playing two games at once, Paul, because we have instructed listeners who hate that we're talking about Donald Trump on a Monday night. I've spent the last year and a half not talking about the President of the United States except for Friday nights, and we break it up and we sort of go through all of the, and so many things happen. You know, I wake up and like, I what? Now what? And I
a lot of people do.
So, I go through the whole day and I'm like, well, I can't talk about, I'm not going to talk about it on my show. This is not rise to the level of addressing it on our show. We'll wait till Friday, and that pushes things around. I mean, this show is built around what I think of things. So what I think about the president is contained in a... Okay, so for people who complain when we talk about President Trump, whether it's tonight or any night of the week or on Friday, where I've been keeping it for the last 2 years, we will add a segment for each text that complains about when we talk about President Trump, because we've been pretty darn good about not talking about it, about containing it, putting it in a box, and leaving it for Fridays. So we are up to, I think you said there were four, plus Patrick's one, plus we have another one, the texter from Friday night. So those are being folded into this week. Six segments.
Okay.
I'm doing the math.
To be fair, a lot of people are calling saying that they want to hear more Trump too.
But that does not take away the segment for the people who complained. Yes. So we are playing Deadpool. If you think somebody might be out of the White House this week,
by Monday, by the time the show starts on Monday.
Right. Whether they choose to go or if they're fired. Now, it would be interesting if this individual were fired, Greg. I don't think that they would be fired. Who do you think is on their way out of the White House this week, Greg?
Melania.
I don't think you're wrong about that. Did you watch the interview with Stormy Daniels?
I did not see it, but I know that Melania was like 1,000 miles away or something like that at the time of the interview, probably among the 20-some-odd million people that watched. And I just can't help but feel that she's next, and she might be taking Barron with her.
I would, too. He had affairs with at least two women while she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also very
public.
Right
after, too. Even
yes,
worse.
All of that. So, and by the way, for people who want to say, well, what was Bill doing? Yeah, he was wrong too. He was despicable, and this is disgusting. So what would you like? Hi, Greg. How are you doing? So we're putting you down for Melania.
Melania.
Yep.
Yes. Excellent.
Greg.
Love
Melania's it. Melania's off the books.
So, okay.
All right. I've got you. We've
Call
got you
in
locked
next
in.
Next week if she leaves by Monday.
You do
okay.
have. Yes.
Thanks.
Thank
Bye.
You, Greg. Have a great week. So that's Greg has Melania. I'm writing
I've got
this down.
Got it on the board.
So he has to call.
Got
Remember,
him.
You have to call yep. tonight, and you have to be listening next week to win your gift card from Apt Electronics. So very excited. Yeah. That was. Did you watch the interview?
I did.
Oh, when she was describing how she went up to his hotel room, and she says very clearly, I am not a victim. This is not a Me Too moment. And she talks about being a sex worker in very frank terms. And I think that was an interesting moment in our history when we have a sex worker describe herself as that, talking about having this relationship with Donald Trump before he was president, about over a decade ago. But the fact that she goes up to his room, she wants to use a bathroom. I love how she said she was in there for a while. So I wonder what that meant.
Yeah, I don't know what that meant. She made it very clear. There's a lot of stuff that she kind of teased that there's more information coming out.
And she did tease that, whether there are photos or texts or anything like that.
And so did her lawyer, the DVD.
Yeah, he's good. Did you like that lawyer?
Yeah, he was on CNN battling with the attorney from Michael Cohen before I came over here.
Oh, really?
It was pretty funny, although it makes lawyers look really dumb.
Which one does?
Both of them fighting. I mean, there is some arguments legally as to what his argument, but their argument for that to win is going to, both sides have an uphill battle. I'm not a lawyer in California, so I don't know what's going to happen in court, but they are going to try to throw out the lawsuit.
So, yes, the problem is, I guess, is a lot of people are arguing today, none of us have law degrees. You do.
I do.
So once she, if does taking the money then lock in the contract, or the fact that he didn't sign it, can that null the contract?
So there's two issues with the contract that are glaring problems that they're going into court. What they're trying to do is go into court and declare that the agreement is not valid.
Right.
And one of the issues is that he didn't sign it. The argument there is, and they have a good, Trump's team and Michael Cohen's team has a good argument in the sense that he is a third-party beneficiary. There's a line there that's for him to sign off on. If that wasn't there, they would have a very good argument that he wouldn't need to sign
it. But it was provided.
The fact that it's there creates a question of fact, at least, that they might be able to get past. The second issue that that's kind of a big issue is whether Mr. Cohen, the attorney, violated the agreement in and of itself by talking about it.
Right.
And therefore making it null and void.
And he has been talking about it.
Right.
He's been saying that he took money out. By the way, Paul, how many clients that you feel very passionately about would you dip into all the money you have in the entire world to pay $130,000 in order to protect your clients?
So here's the thing. None. And another thing, it's not illegal.
Hold on a second. Michael, is the 708 calling to complain about talking about Trump? Okay, just checking.
Okay, so...
I want to make sure we have all of our segments accounted for complaints about President
Trump.
There
aren't any more texts coming in. But but I will say that that there are no rules. There's no law that you can't front money for your clients. But it is unethical. And in Illinois, there's professional responsibility rules that you cannot pay hospital bills for your clients. You cannot bill advance things unless it's like there are certain circumstances when you can.
So if it says
so
that you
this
can't,
is similar,
if it says you can't, what are the penalties for doing that? There's no penalty.
It's just a practice. They in the Illinois professional responsibilities, there's rules on how you can provide money to your clients, if at all. In certain situations, you can.
But if it's not enforced with any penalties, who cares?
It's just ethical. There's no laws. There's rules that govern that. There's conflicts of law that that lawyers have to face. There are penalties if somebody calls the Bar Association, and then you can be penalized by the Bar Association with like...
can be disbarred?
You can be suspended, all kinds of things if there's a pattern. But this is, again, this is Illinois. I can't speak for what the rules are everywhere else. But again, his argument, it's kind of circular logic that they're saying, well, he violated it, and every time she violates it, it's a $1 million fine. Well, then they have to acknowledge that there is an actual agreement and that David Davidson, Donald Trump, is a party.
I'm sorry. I'm locking into the fact that you guys don't get disbarred for stuff because, Will Gardner on Good Wife was suspended then threatened with disbarment. And it seems like, I don't think he even did anything as bad as like paying $130,000 for hush money for one of his clients.
Yeah. Well, there's that too. But you can get disbarred, but not for fronting money for your clients. Something like this wouldn't get Michael Cohen disbarred whatsoever. I don't think he, depending on what explanation they go with as to why he did it, or if he was, if the money was ever paid back, those are all issues that are going to come back to haunt the Trump administration or Donald Trump or David Davidson. We don't know who this person is. But the one thing that did come up today when I was watching the two lawyers battle is the arbitration clause. And if it does go to arbitration, that is enforceable, then there's not going to be any court of law. It's going to go to arbitration. Now, in California, her attorney, Stormy Daniels' attorney, is saying that there is a clause for discovery. And that's where the other foot may drop.
Well, by the way, he gave a quote that I enjoyed when Anderson Cooper asked if it sounded like she was trying to take advantage or just grab the limelight. And he goes, no, it sounds righteous. That's going to be my answer for so many things. Just like adding more segments of talking about President Trump on other nights aside from Friday. We are only out of the six that have been added on by Patrick, by our texter on Friday and our texters tonight. We are only at we're at three. So we're halfway there. If we get any more calls or texts complaining, we will add more in. So it includes complaining during an added segment of talking about President Trump. More after this on 720 WGN.
Your business day starts right here.
Uber's self-driving car accident may be more than just a bump in the road in the advancement of the technology. How public trust in Silicon Valley could impact autonomous vehicles at 5:08.
Steve Grzanich has the opening bell later this morning at 5 on 720 WGN.
Hey everyone, Tim Roach here with Lender. You've heard me speaking with Steve Bertrand about partnering with local Chicago business owners to provide the working capital they need to grow. Recently, we financed a popular local restaurant. They needed funds to purchase new equipment to get ready for summer. We provided them the funds they needed, and it only took 48 hours from the time they applied. Being a small business owner myself, I know the struggles a business owner faces acquiring capital to cover expenses, make payroll, or put more inventory on the shelves. At Lender, we're veteran-owned and pride ourselves in doing the right thing by our clients. We can help automotive garages, technology firms, restaurants, light industrial, medical, pretty much any small business. Call us today at 844-636-4576 to learn how we can help you. Once again, that's 844-636-4576, 844-636-4576, or visit us at lender.online. That's LENDR.online.
Make the most of your life after 50. Don't miss the Prime Expo, hosted by the Chicago Tribune. The Prime Expo is the premier event for adults 50+, and it's free. Saturday, April 14th, 9 to 4, at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. Enjoy educational and inspiring seminars, plus hundreds of exhibitors, health and wellness, financial planning, travel insiders, medical screenings, live entertainment, all free. Chicago Tribune Prime Expo. Visit PrimeExpoChicago.com to learn more.
This March, treat yourself with a new Acura from Joe Rizza Acura. Right now, you can drive a spectacular brand new 2018 Acura MDX 9-speed automatic for $429 a month during the March Savings Mania. Get the best of everything, the best vehicles, and the best service at Joe Rizza Acura, your premier Acura dealership. Visit them on 159th Street in Orland Park or at RizzaAcura.com. 36-month lease, $29.99 due from customer at lease signing. Offer ends 4/2/2018. See dealer for details.
Any building without fire sprinklers is not a safe place. Sprinkler Fitters Local 281 has been saving Chicagoland lives and property for over 100 years. Go to sprinklerfitterschicago.org.
We'll talk to the author of A Celebration of Animation, the 100 Greatest Cartoon Characters in Television History at 2:15 a.m.
Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN.
Cowardice. Are you serious? Apologies for freedom. I can't handle this.
On our shoulders,
USA!
Enemies of freedom, face the music.
Come on, boys, take them down.
President Donald Trump knows how to make America great. Deal from strength or get crushed every time.
You can thank Patrick for bringing that song back, Esmeralda. If you want to know who to thank, if you see Patrick at the grocery store this week, you say, why did you do that?
Did Trump ever pay them?
No, he did not pay those young girls.
Oh, cool.
For that performance at a rally during his campaigning. Hey, Judy, we're playing Deadpool. You have a guess for who's going to be out of the White House before next Monday. What do you think?
I think, and I'm not trying to be blasphemous here, but I think Mr. Kushner might be having his last supper this weekend.
I see what you did there because it's Easter week.
That's a very good guess.
That's a very good guess. He's got some legal problems, too.
The odds are on the Vegas odds are putting him in the top 10 is most likely.
Top 10% is a... How is Betsy DeVos?
Betsy DeVos is in the top 10.
Okay.
The lowest is... the most safe is Linda McMahon. From
okay.
Small Business Admin.
All right. If anyone wants to take McMahon, though, long odds.
Long shot. Same price.
Same price, but I feel like we should add something to that. Well, Judy, you are on the list. You have to be listening next Monday night. If Jared Kushner's out, you win a gift card from Apt Electronics.
He has to be out by Monday
at
11 p.m.
And don't worry, if there's more than one person that's out this week, let's say we have two, if we have three, I have prizes for everyone. So we're covered.
Nobody's taken nobody out yet.
No. Yeah?
Sign today. I live in a farming community, and out of nowhere was a billboard that said there is more manure in politics than farming.
That seems very accurate and not even recent. It seems like that's been the case for quite some time. Judy, always, always a pleasure to hear from you. We have a wonderful evening. We'll talk to you, if not before next Monday, we'll talk to you next Monday, if you're correct.
That sounds. And how do you know these
aren't
fake texts?
The thing is that the one that that came in on Friday and the ones that are coming in, we have the phone numbers. And here's the thing: what we can do, we have, just so everybody is clear on how our text screen works, we have the phone number from which the text originates, and we can click and you can see all the rantings of everything that they say throughout. It goes back years, by the way. We have records of all of it. just so everyone's clear on how this works. And so we have all of it. So I can see when people have been belligerent. So if they, especially if they have a history of it, you can see when they get angry, they call me names. And when we've been threatened, we also submit that to the police department. The other thing, I also want to tell listener John, who thought I was being rude to him last week, because he always ends his text with, please text me now, they have made that the banner on his text screen. So I was reading it and he thought I was making fun of him. That's just the way I didn't realize that they had changed that. So John, I was not trying to be rude to you. That was just how they have changed the banner because we have a record of all of that. So just want people to know. I think it's only fair if you're going to text the show. Huh?
I was trying to be funny, you know, when he says that everything is fake news.
Yep.
Well,
how do I know? I have, because I have the records. I'm curious just like you, Judy. But yes, could it have been people who want me to talk about Trump? That's possible too. And that's that works for me. Thank you, Judy.
This is your show.
I know.
You run it the way you want to run it.
Thank you, Judy. And I thank you for saying that and the incredible texters who are saying really nice things. I'm going to have Paul read those in a few minutes because it's not fair that we only address the negative ones. I do want to highlight the very positive things and nice things that people are saying. So, Judy, you are kicking the door open on that one. We'll do that as well because it's not right. The positive voices should always be louder than the negative Nellies. And that's what we're going to call them. Ooh, that's a new segment. Who's a I have two segments I want to do, Judy. One's called What's Wrong With People is going to be one. And people can, you know how we do Tell Me Something Good? We're going to have a segment, I think, every week where people call in and say, tell us what's wrong with people. Like whether it's walking on your lawn or spitting in public or, you know, maybe it's a relative being a jerk. But we're going to have a segment called What's Wrong With People. Sound good? I think so. So that, and we also have... And then the other one's going to be Negative Nellies will be the new segment as well for those who want to be jerks on our text line. Let's go to Tracy, who had some thoughts on Stormy. Hey, Tracy, what did you think about the interview? Tracy?
Oh, well, Patty, you know, this whole Stormy controversy reminds me of a Mars versus Venus case. And there's no Mercury in sight. And Paul studied law, I'm sure.
Yes.
And before you can build up a case, you would have to have enough evidence to incriminate that person.
Is that...
One thing I blame Stormy Daniels with was that even though she's, she said she wasn't forced into it or anything like that, but she still consented to the sex, which she should have said no from the beginning because Donald Trump was already married.
Well, she said that there was some sort of discussion and he made it sound like there was some sort of that's not a problem type thing.
Right.
And maybe that's true. Maybe he and Melania have an agreement that don't ask, don't tell. Who knows?
Right. And then
she knows what she got into because she knows who he was.
And there are people, Tracy, you know, it's interesting on social media how people say, you know, it's amazing that it becomes the Bill Clinton conversation. And I thought I thought it was funny that nobody is really talking, like, John Edwards was despicable. Absolutely a disgusting human being who cheated on
despicable. Bill Clinton wasn't a peach either.
No, he was, it's despicable. That's despicable behavior.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, and both of those stories grabbed news headlines. They were both topics of conversation on shows just like this. So it is, it's all fair game. It is in the news. It is, and this is a bigger story. The Stormy Daniels, just like Bill Clinton's problem was that he was lying under oath. He was, it was something about the investigation. He was impeding the investigation. The same thing. The problem here is where did the money come from? Was it a campaign finance violation? Those are the things that, whether or not she was more than happy to. Here's the thing. Okay.
To jump in.
No, that's the thing. She did not find him attractive.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said.
Yeah, she wasn't attracted to him. She basically said, well, I asked for it. I guess I'm going to do this. And I don't know if it's part of the mentality of a sex worker. It's just another, part of my job. Maybe I'll get this opportunity on The Apprentice.
Celebrity Apprentice.
That was an interesting moment for me, too, because we've talked about women who just have sex to get it over with. And
yeah.
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 they just do it to get it over with. And yeah. and that's like, I understand kind of where she was coming from, but I hope that more women, you know, really feel the power and the confidence to just go, no, I'm not attracted to you. I don't want your sloppy nastiness all over my body or in my body.
Right.
By the way, the bareback thing, can we live there for a minute? She said he didn't wear a condom, and I had someone post on my Facebook. I commented on it. And by the way, do we think there's going to be a whole bareback wing of the presidential library for Donald Trump?
Like, I put it on my Instagram story if you guys follow. But when they were talking about bareback on yep. and just watching all the faces cringe.
Oh,
and the fact that he's amazing.
He's told not just Stormy Daniels, but the Playboy Bunny last week. There are two things that they both said he told them.
Oh,
that are exactly the same thing. One was, you're so special. Stormy Daniels
said, Yuri? Yeah.
And the other one was,
daughter, yeah.
you remind me of my daughter. And not for nothing, but I'm not wearing a Jimmy. So I don't understand.
Right.
It's just the weirdest thing. So all of that, yep.
That just blew me out of orbit when she said that. I'm like, oh, wow, this is some weird stuff. And if I'm not mistaken, I think the Playboy Bunny Girl said the same thing.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Told her. That just really threw me off. I'm like, oh, wow. And plus, you know, the sex is unprotected. I don't know, Patty. You know, I don't know if, you know, I may be wrong about this. I don't know if how women think, but maybe some women have sex just for vengeance against an individual or just get their kicks. And,
In
ways, I cannot feel sorry for Melania Trump in this whole situation. I really can't, because she either knew what she was getting into or she didn't.
Well, wasn't she cheating with Donald on his other wife? Weren't they having a relationship while he was married to
Marla Maples? He was cheating on his first wife.
He was cheating on Marla, yeah.
He was cheating on Marla with
Melania?
No, with the one of with Ivanka's mom.
Ivana. I think he cheated on her too.
Cheated on her. Ivanka.
Wasn't he with Melania when he was with? Didn't he cheat? Okay, we'll get it all straightened out. We'll get the cheating timeline down. Tracy, have a great week.
Does he have a guest?
Oh yeah, Tracy, you got a guest for Deadpool.
Who do you have?
Put
on
in
the
a
Deadpool.
Guess. Yeah, there's some names that haven't been taken.
I would say Dr. Ben Carson, believe it or not.
Oh, I was going to pick that one.
There you go.
That's all you, Tracy.
I would have to say him, because for a brain surgeon, he doesn't have too much of a brain either, I'm afraid.
That's a good guess. Last week, President Donald Trump signed a $1.3 trillion federal spending bill despite his misgivings, and he pointed to billions in new funding for the military and national security, and of course, building a war cabinet. For those of you wondering, why am I listening to Patty's show on Monday and she's talking about Donald Trump? She keeps that to just Friday nights, saves all the stories of the week, talks about it with Dave Lundy and Eric Elk, and Ken Jakubowski has a bipartisan panel so we can all talk about it, have a conversation. Well, things have changed because a listener called in during our Tell Me Something Good and used that moment where we shine a light on the happy things in life to complain, to also talk over me, Michael. Remember, I couldn't even get a word in edgewise. And yes, Patrick, we've known you for a couple of years, but that was an unfortunate moment. So we are now changing gears a little bit. Every time someone complains, when we are talking about President Trump, we will add another segment where we're talking about President Trump. We're up to six because people texted. We had a caller, like I said, on Friday. So now we're up to six. I'm not going to use all six tonight. That's too much. We're going to spread them out. So we're going to use up four tonight and then two more throughout the week. And unless we get more texts now, in which case I will add another segment. But he did sign a $1.3 trillion spending bill. And people are talking about, of course, you know, what they thought about the conversation with Stormy Daniels on 60 Minutes. Somebody has texted that relationship is not even as serious as, say, building a war cabinet, decimating the environment, trampling consumer protections, gun control, human rights, and destructive trade policy, deportations of undocumented persons who have made their home in the U.S. for decades, having their families here, retreating on protecting civil rights, shattering our relationships with our longest and closest allies. Frankly, I care very little that Trump had a sexcapade with a consenting adult. So that's one point of view on that. So, you know, we haven't had a chance to have these conversations during the week. But again, we are going to contain it as much as we can unless we continue to get berating, snide, nasty texts from people complaining about it, when these are things that are in the news, these are conversations people are having, and I think it's important to continue to share our thoughts, because I asked this on Friday nights as... because there are people who love the policies that President Trump has put into place, and they don't care how he treats people. He don't care. He does. They don't care what he puts out on Twitter. They don't care about the affairs. They don't. And I've asked people. You know, they jump on Republicans and say you're not a Republican if you criticize the president. I don't you think as you can criticize or have conversations about the president and still be, it's almost patriotic to discuss it regardless. Don't you think? Like, somehow I'm un-American or somebody's not conservative if they have something to say about Donald Trump. Paul Farvar has entered the studio with food.
Yes.
Because we made you hungry with conversations about
you started
ramen noodles.
I was already hungry before, but yes.
All right. I'm just saying.
But I'm still an American.
You are still an American. Mm-hmm. There are people, and I know what I wanted to talk about. The kids, the March for Our Lives on Saturday. What an incredible turnout.
So cool.
Amazing speeches. A girl threw up and continued to talk. The girl that everyone is either in love with because they wanted her to, you know, to be a leader in various ways, Emma Gonzalez, she was silent for 6 minutes and 20 seconds, during which time it took for the shooter to kill 17 people. Mm-hmm. She talked about how, you know, that's how long it took. We were standing outside in the hot sun. We didn't even know who was left behind.
Right.
A young girl who, there was so many great, there was one young man from Chicago who talked about the gun violence. They had so many great speeches. There were people who showed up with AR-15s. Did you see this?
No.
Oh, in cities across the country, there were men just standing there with a gun on a strap. And there were some of these kids who had been victims of gun violence, who had experienced gun violence in their lives. Here they are demanding that they stay safe, and here's a guy with an AR-15 to stand. Like, what is your point there? Are you there to protect them or to demonstrate you could shoot them at any moment?
Yeah.
I mean, it's disgusting. What kind of texts are you getting, Paul? Because if it's a complaint, you gotta let me know.
Well, first we had someone who had laryngitis who wanted to pick.
For the Deadpool game,
David Shulkin, Secretary of Veteran Affairs, Allen, in North Carolina.
David Shulkin is who he picks?
Yeah, but we did get some texts of people calling you. One person called you a big meanie.
A big meanie?
You need to leave the president alone. He's doing
great job. What's the area code on that one?
That is a 773.
773. You have added another segment. We are now up to 7 segments. When you call and complain and attack me, you add another segment where we will continue to talk about the president. And we will spread those out throughout the week. We were just leaving it for Friday, but you had to go and ruin it. I will not be caged anymore. I will not contain it. So.
Despite all your rage, you're still a rat in a cage, is what Billy Corgan would say.
Oh, is that what they're saying? All right, so there you go. Still a rat. I'm a rat in a cage.
Somebody guessed,
I do miss my cheese, by the way.
Somebody guessed Sessions, but again, you have to call in to get that.
You just have to call 312-981-7200 to put your vote in for who will be out of this administration by next Monday. And that we do have more than one prize available, so we can
Right. So if multiple award. People are gone, and yes. So nobody has guessed that nobody will be gone. If you're,
wow.
If you think
call
that,
and guess all safe.
You can say all safe and win for that, too.
It's like betting $1 on The Price is Right.
Or going like one under, 99 cents.
Exactly.
I think from the 405, someone thinks it's funny. Please add another segment so people's heads will explode.
Thank you, 405. Yes, that was the kind of the idea was I realized there was all this rage coming in on our phones and our text screen. Imagine if you were sitting at work in your office or whatever job you have and someone came over and just started telling you what they didn't like about your job. It would get to you. So this is my response to people who think they can just poke at me. This is my show. And you don't get to own my, you know, maybe it seems like you're owning my real estate, but this is funny to me. So I'm going to keep doing it.
So somebody from the 779 wonders if Putin ordered the Russian supermodel to marry the millionaire.
Oh, now we're going into some deep stuff.
Well, she's not Russian, but
she's not Russian. She is
one of those countries. But
is she Slovakian?
Right. Nobody's guessed Mueller. Somebody texted the Mueller is going to be. He's the target.
Yeah, people have gone back and forth on whether or not.
Press secretary, somebody is saying. But again, you got to call with these.
I know.
Sandy from the 779, you got to call.
312.
Otherwise, you won't win.
312-981-7200 to put your mark on the bot.
630 is saying Ben Carson. He's already gone from the list.
Tracy picked Ben Carson.
Someone's got Sessions. You got a call.
Oh, give me some of the good texts of people who enjoy the fact that we've added Trump segments or are just enjoying it. You can scroll down a little bit.
773 says, love your show. Please add it to my record.
Thank you very much from the 773. Because you can't let the negative voices be the louder ones. Let's shed a light on the fun, happy people. The negative Nellies. We'll save negative Nellies. We'll have a whole segment of just negative Nellies. Elliot sometimes reads them in character voices on Fridays too.
Somebody said 630 said, Patty, I think it's the head chef that's going to be next. He's done making Big Macs and KFC original recipe for the president.
That's fantastic.
219, love your show. Thank you, Patty. Keep it up.
Thank you, 219. Good to hear from you.
219 says, I have a 70-mile commute and you make my drive go by so quickly.
Oh, that's good to hear. I hope, and stay safe. And I hope the roads aren't too wet where you are.
Somebody responds to why Stormy Daniels was in the bathroom for so long from the 6th.
Yeah, we could talk about that. I think that because there's a freshening up factor, because if you think you're going to be doing something, you want to be presentable. Yeah.
Someone guessed maybe she had to poop.
Oh, well, there's that too. I didn't really know that that was that specific. I was trying to be vague, but she was cleaning house in one way or another, perhaps.
Those are the most things.
You
ones.
Told one of our texters to call in, and guess what? She is calling in right now.
Right.
So we're going to take this guess in just a moment, and then I will put a cap on this because there's only so much I want to talk about him, too. I want to talk about it, and then I want to be done. So we will save. We've now racked up three extra because someone just texted complaining about our conversation about Donald Trump. Is there any more coming in?
Well, there was one that was complaining purposely so you would continue to talk about it.
Oh, I gotcha. So just the and we'll see. We'll figure that out. We'll have to figure that out. But Sandy has a guess. Hey, Sandy, how are you doing?
I'm good, Patty. How are you?
Very good. I'm excited to have a new segment.
Love your show, and the segment is excellent.
Oh, I appreciate that. So who do you think is the next person out the door with a box of all of their belongings?
I think it's Sarah Huckabee, the press secretary.
What do you think is going to drive her out? She's tired of having to stand there in front of the press corps and say what she says because
And lie through her teeth.
Yeah, yeah, constantly. Because she has said that McMaster's was not going to be going anywhere, that the president was happy with the job McCabe was doing, that he wasn't going to change his legal team, and then within a week, all those things were completely false.
Yeah, either that or. There's something wrong with her moral compass.
Well, some people are very good at believing their own truth, right? Like sort of convincing themselves that whatever they're saying is legit.
It's the George Costanza model from Seinfeld.
Yeah, so she may very
believe
well
your own lies and everybody else will believe them.
Exactly. I think that's in the art of the deal.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. In Donald Trump's own
Sandy,
book.
You have to call next week. If she does get fired by Monday at 11 p.m. or resigns, you win a $50 gift card to Apt.
Excellent.
Oh, thanks.
But you got to be right.
You guys have a good night. I love the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sandy. Be well. We'll talk to you again hopefully next week if you win. Time now for a break. When we come back, I have to ask Esmeralda about worms. More after this on 720 WGN. When the rain comes down, I don't know how long ago it was, but Esmeralda, I believe, received a shipment of worms for composting in her home. And I am curious about this, Esmeralda. So hold on one second. We're going to get to your worms in just a moment because we have one more guest for Deadpool, and I'm pretty sure this is one that's already been taken, so I want to give Mark the opportunity to choose another one. Mark, you think Jared Kushner is going to be out of the White House by next Monday?
Yes, it's going to be like Oedipal logic. It will turn out that Stormy Daniels is really his mother. And that he's the son of Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels.
Oh, you're going Greek, classic sort of drama
mythology.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I love it. Well, Mark, someone already chose Jared Kushner. By any chance, do you want to put your name in a box for a different member of the White House so that you can have a chance to win?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Betsy DeVos, David Shulkin, John Kelly are
let's
all
let's go
off.
John Kelly.
No, those are all off.
Those are the ones that are taken. What are some of his other options? Ben Carson's already taken, too.
Mueller is still technically would count. Jeff Sessions, Alexander Acosta, Sonny Perdue.
I'll take Sandra because he'll nail her.
You mean Huckabee Sanders?
Yes.
She's
also off the table.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
What about the Pope?
The Pope? The Pope can't be out of the White House. No, no, by the way.
He's never in the White House.
Exactly.
Jeff Sessions is still a viable option. Daniel Coates.
Wait,
I'll take Jeff Sessions for the center square.
Excellent choice. All right, let me write you down, Mark, for Jeff Sessions. And that's not I don't think it's a terrible choice. I think that's a possibility as well. Have a great week, Mark, and make sure you're listening next Monday for your chance to win. If he does leave the White House, you have an Apple Electronics gift
and
card.
If not, you could pick somebody else.
Exactly.
You can get you can call in early on somebody else.
You know, nobody took Wilbur Ross.
I noticed that. Wilbur Ross and Alex Azar were both safe.
Wait till next week, I suppose.
And Elaine Chao.
Oh, wow. Those folks are not kissing them. Thank you, Mark. Have a great week. You did receive a shipment of worms?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do you still have worms?
Yep.
And how is that working out for you?
It's a little slow going with them eating all the veggie scraps and things.
Right.
But it's moving along. They're eating.
So how many worms would you say you have?
I don't know, because I found a few that have been passed.
Oh.
Yeah, because there's what do you call it? Like chicken wire.
Okay.
Under them. And so when I've moved things around, because you kind of got to move it around sometimes to get oxygen in there.
Sort of churn it a little bit.
Yeah, and I think some of them have fallen underneath, and there's like a little tray thing, and I may have not checked, and so they might have just kind of dried up there.
Hmm.
But yeah,
you're gonna get a call from PETA.
So yeah, I know. Yeah, worm carcasses, but that's also part of the process.
Yeah, it's part of the. You know, you're gonna lose some, but I do see there's a big chunk of them kind of hanging out in the middle.
Okay, now, what was the purpose of getting the shipment of worms?
I wanted to compost, and I was trying to find services because there's a lot of services now that they'll give you a bucket and you just throw all of the scraps in there, and they will pick it up. After a week, after a few days, and then you get the bucket back, and it's a nice service. But I wasn't able to do it because of where I live. There's nowhere good to put it where it won't get just thrown away, or someone is going to complain that there's a bucket of just food trash and things like that. So I decided I'm going to get worms.
I love that. And that. So the reason I asked is because I use a French press for my coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I'm constantly dumping out coffee grounds. And I thought, this is something that I can, you know, you're supposed to maybe put it in the yard. And I started a container on my counter for just the coffee grounds. And I thought, well, what else can I put in here? But then I wanted to, you know, I kind of want the process. I don't want to just have like clumps of.
Yeah. And do you have you have a yard?
Yes, I do.
Right? So you can do an actual, like just a compost pile. You don't have to do worms or anything.
Right.
You can do a regular old compost pile. And that's a little easier because it's not like a living thing that you're feeding.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can just throw in whenever.
I think
it's a little because I'm always like, oh my gosh, they haven't eaten yet, or I have to keep them in mind and that kind of stuff. But with a compost, when there's nothing in it, that you kind of just, I think there's like stuff you have to put into it, but then you kind of just let it do its thing, and then you just throw stuff in there, let it do its thing, and then many months later you get compost.
You get compost. And so because, you know, my husband asks, he's like, isn't there a chemical we can add to this? And I'm like, that seems counterproductive to the process.
I forget what exactly you have to do when you compost, when you're just composting with just stuff and not living beings that are going to eat it and turn it into compost. I don't know exactly what you're supposed to do with that.
Right.
But I know you have to pour something on it because my parents have a compost pile in their backyard.
Gotcha.
And you just got to like poke it with one of those big forks every once in a while to like move it around. But yeah, you just throw, my mom keeps like a little bucket in the kitchen, and she just throws in her scraps, and then every once in a while goes and dumps them in the thing.
Oh, that's so cool, though.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. I enjoy the idea of trying to find a new way to get rid of, like, food, so you're not just, like, just throwing it in the garbage can.
Right, because you throw it in the garbage, and it's just going to get thrown into the pile of garbage at the garbage dump, and then once they are done with that garbage dump, they're going to just seal it.
Right.
And it's not going to get... it's not going to decompose, and it's just going to be there forever. Trust me, my parents live by a garbage dump that got covered by and it's all hilly now. But it's like weird because there's just garbage under this grass.
Yeah. That's the thing, is that it's just kind of, it makes a lot of sense to try to do that. But the worm thing, I think, creeps out my family.
It's a little, you have to be very hands-on. Like, I'm sticking my hands in the compost pile with the worms in there and stuff. And so it's a little more, and you do really have to kind of watch it a little bit more.
Right.
Just because you have to make sure if it smells or if there's like weird stuff going on, if there's too much mold, if there's this, if there's that, if it's too dry, you have to baby it a little more.
Right. Well, that makes sense. Just get. What do you think, Paul? Is that something you want to do?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any.
I was gonna say, I don't think he has enough food.
That's right. I saw his fridge. Like,
and that was when I had food in there.
Like yogurt and rum, chata. He had rum chata, cheese, yogurt, Frango mints.
It's a lot of dairy.
Vodka in the freezer.
And whiskey
in the refrigerator. Yes.
I had mustard and pickles and stuff, too.
Let me take this one call, and then we'll take a break here, and then the news. What do you want to say about composting, Jean?
I was saying, I can't imagine how you get done all the things you have going on to begin with Patty. And if you didn't want to just jump whole hog into the composting thing, everybody can benefit by just, especially those of us that have coffee pots that have filters, you just take the filter out after the coffee's done, and you let the coffee grounds sit in an open space in the filter. The filter wicks away the moisture from the grounds. The grounds are a soil conditioner by themselves.
Okay.
And you can also rinse out your eggshells when if you break them in half and make whatever, omelets or whatever, and rinse those out and crush those up. And you can mix those in when you're potting plants or planting a garden. And they're very, very good for potted plants and garden plants as well. And I just keep my coffee grounds like all winter long. What are you going to, and I haven't composted well this year at all. But I just keep the coffee grounds and I leave them in the filter. And then on a nice day, I just go out and sprinkle coffee grounds on the yucca plants, the hydrangeas, the magnolia tree, all the things. And they really appreciate that because those coffee grounds are a soil conditioner.
Excellent.
It's perfect to do it before a rain like today.
Oh, yeah. So, that makes sense.
There's a lot of things we use that we throw away that we just don't think of. And I had to laugh at Esmeralda and the red worms because I once had to adopt one of those little chameleon things. I can't think of the right name right now, but they look like geckos or whatever. These little guys that live around here, they sometimes get unearthed from hibernating. It's like they should be underneath leaves and something disturbs them. And I once had to take one in because I had to call the nature preserve. I found one, really naked above the ground. It was too cold. And they said, take it in, put it in an aquarium and feed it red worms all winter. So I found myself driving to get red worms at Randhurst in snowstorms.
Oh, no.
So those red worms could go on to make happy campers out of these little creatures, too, that eat them.
Oh, there you go. Well, thank you for that information, Jean. That's fantastic.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a great
night.
Enjoy
your show.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you. Just to update listeners about our segment, Rack Up, for people who call in to complain. And one just got kind of, I deleted all the ones. You can't see the guy who told me that I belong in Hollywood with my bitching and moaning.
I saw that one.
Yeah, so that one, that guy.
Is it so warm?
Yeah, I guess. But so the bitching and moaning, texter just earned you another 3 Trump segments for the week. So we're up to 6 more. We started out with just 2.
A whole new show.
Yeah. So thank you to the 708 for contributing and making sure we continue the conversation about Donald Trump throughout the week rather than just Fridays like I was doing. But you had to go and stretch it out. More after this on 720 WGN. When I started this show 5 years ago, The sort of theme of my show was talking about politics, why it's important to learn about your local legislators and keep informed on what's going on nationally and internationally. And, we decided once I became a full-time host here, 5 nights a week, we decided obviously to spread out a lot of different topics. And during the presidential election in 2015, when President Trump, when Donald Trump announced his campaign, we were talking about it a lot, like every night. Oh, and I had bets. I bet Scott Stantis that Donald Trump would not only stay in the running, he would get better numbers. He would be the candidate. I also predicted that he would win the presidency. And Scott Stantis had to wax various parts of his body on the air, including one thigh, one armpit, I believe his chest and his back and his nose. So we have been, but I decided also that there were so many constant stories that it was like drinking out of a fire hydrant, not even a fire hose, like the whole hydrant, like trying to take a sip of water.
Have you done that?
No, but I'm saying that's what it was feeling like. It was just too much all at once. So we decided to contain our stories. During the campaign, we actually only did one night a week, but it wasn't Fridays. We do Freak Out Friday because people seem to freak out a little bit. Last Friday, I was a little apoplectic about certain things that were coming up, including the $1.3 trillion spending bill the president had signed. There were just some things to react to.
Right.
Now, I keep my conversations to one night a week about the President of the United States, and somebody called during our Tell Me Something Good segment, which is when we talk about things that make us happy, make us smile, and he called to criticize me. And here's the thing. You can either hear negative voices and let them get to you, or you can turn it into something that amuses you. And so now it amuses me to no end that I will now be adding segments throughout the week to talk about President Trump based on complaints that I get, whether it's because the negative Nellies want to text and they want to hide behind their screen and call me names and tell me what I should do with my life. And I can either let them occupy real estate that they don't deserve, or I can do something that I kind of wanted to do in the beginning, which is talk about Trump whenever I feel like it. So now, because of our texters, we are up to, they've added just in the last few minutes, they've added another segment. So we're up to four spare segments. So I kind of feel like I have to do it tonight. So we're using some of them tonight. We'll use the rest of them throughout the week. David wanted to join the conversation. Hey, David, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I kind of missed your Trump Tuesdays.
That was when we talked about Trump during the campaign. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It was Trump Tuesdays and Hump Wednesdays with Hillary Clinton. I would only talk about Trump on one night and Hillary on the other night. Yes. So you...
And, mm-hmm. I figured you'd bring it back. And one other comment I had for your listeners who say we don't talk about presidents. Mm-hmm. Gerald Ford would stumble on a plane, uh-huh, on the steps going in planes. Now, as far as my recollection goes, that's one of the first times that they criticized President negatively. So where were they with Reaganomics? Where were they with Jimmy Carter being a former? You know, we've been criticizing presidents ever since Gerald Ford.
So these
Trumpsters, you know, I don't know what rock they were under when all that was going on.
I know. Oh, by the way, while you're on the phone, David, from the 708, let's see. Hold on. I think they're adding four more. Well, I actually said a lot more than you alluded to now, not just including your failed Poor Me TV show, but of course, you edited out what I said. Your whole show is nothing more than bitching and moaning, and you're the only host on WGN who can't carry a show with a guest host by your side.
Without
Paul.
A guest host.
So, Paul, you are...
I've contributed so much tonight.
Yeah, exactly. So, how much did
Wait
you pay
minute.
Off
without?
Cochran for your job? Yes, without a co-host. And a few more segments of me. So one, two, three. So that, oh, I'm sorry. One, two, three. Oh, that's a different one. So there you go. Three more for the 708.
Wait, is Rokan
woot, woot,
not on the
right,
station?
Woot, woot from me, 708. Thank you very much. So I had not been able to hold on to the other three comments that he did. So I did read those word for word. So
he's an angry young individual, or she, but I have a feeling it's a he.
And it seems like he's adding to this whole.
Yep. Yeah, I wouldn't be talking about it. What do you think, David? I think I can't keep it to just Fridays now because the 708 has decided that I should be talking about it every single night. He has just added all together single-handedly six segments altogether throughout the week, David. So I will be doing Trump Tuesday and that will be dedicated to the 708 so people can thank all their friends in the Norwich area, maybe. Sound
well,
good, David?
Thank you. And I do want to let you know that you have spent many nights not talking politics. So I've been missing it.
Well, you know what else? Hey, David, you should go to the Friends of WGN. People also say that they're tired of me talking about sick kids. They, well, sick kids. Just so you know, how often do
well,
I talk?
If they don't know one, then they can't sympathize.
Yep.
But, I mean, there's like, what, 1 in 10 kids get sick, and then, so the odds are for people who don't know a sick kid is pretty slim.
Well, but those people are sick of the sick kids. So, and you know what's crazy about that is that they're on Facebook, so you can follow them on Facebook, and they're showing you again. When someone shows you who they are, believe them. They are hateful and nasty. So there you go, David. Have a great evening, and yeah, tune in for Trump Tuesday, courtesy of the 708. Have a good night, David.
Thank you, YouTube. Bye.
Absolutely. So there, yeah. Oh, so Esmeralda, Whole 30.
Yeah,
that fell apart. So and I was gonna recommit to it today, but I realized I forgot the oil part of it. Right. So I have not had dairy or sugar or grains or beans for now. It would be 2 weeks tomorrow because I started on a Tuesday. Or maybe it was a Wednesday. No, I started on a Wednesday. So I'm now at 12 days. I'd gone pretty much without alcohol until Friday, and it was Dannenberger, the Binge and Uncork segment. I was like, well, just a sip of wine, and I'll be better tomorrow. So I sipped a wine, and then I had to leave. I had to leave town to go to Holland, Michigan in the middle of the night to do a show on Saturday night. And I had packed accordingly, as I had packed dates and figs and seeds and all that stuff, and I forgot them at home.
Oh
so
boy.
Yeah, so I'm on the road and famished on the road, and I started out by trying to just do, well, I'll just eat the inside of the burger, right? Because you can't have grains, I can't have the bun, so I'll eat the bun. But I really wanted the fries, and you can have fries as long as they're not made in all the nasty oil. So
fried.
Yeah, you can't have it fried.
Even if it's an okay oil, you can't fry it.
So things started to fall off the rails more quickly on Friday into Saturday.
So we could have gotten ramen then tonight instead.
No, I'm eating the inside of this. This is,
right.
For
but
the most part, I still have not had any grains
gotcha.
Since I started this. I still have not had a cookie or, well, okay, so then that brings us to yesterday. So then yesterday, I decided to throw a Stormy Daniels viewing party. We had a hate watch party. So I made... I was like, well, as long as I'm already off the rails, I'll start again tomorrow. So I made Dark and Stormies yesterday, which is it's rum with ginger ale and lime juice. Oh my God, they were so good. And then I had ice cream. Because once you start drinking, now you're just making all the bad choices.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you start drinking, it's all off the tracks. Oh, is this our Patrick who called on Friday night and set the ball in motion? Is this you, Patrick?
Yes.
Hey, Patrick, congratulations. We have now instead of just talking about Donald Trump on Friday nights, I'm going to be doing, you have helped add. So far we added, was it?
You know,
it was, hold on, Patrick, this is what you did on Friday. You talked over me on Friday, so now it's my turn. So you called on Friday, and you ruined a perfectly happy segment by complaining about our Trump talk, which I had been previously keeping to just Friday nights. But, you know, I was in the car, I'm like, why would he do that? Like, here's a perfectly cool caller. He had a great suggestion about my mom's birthday a few years ago. Once in a while, we've tussled on the air and had conversations where we might be in contrast. But no, he had to be a jerk and call in during Tell Me Something Good. When we talk about something we're happy about, when we talk about something we're smiling about, we celebrate, we end the show on a high note. And you called in to complain.
Why?
To criticize
Why
me.
Why would you do that?
And I was like, and I tried to explain myself. I talked about my very first show, and then I got in my car. And I was like, why is this still bugging me? Because it should have been something nice. And I said, you know what I'm going to do about it? I am going to go ahead and make this a new segment. So now, Patrick, anytime someone calls or complains when I'm talking about President Trump, I will add another segment. So if you're calling to do that, you will add another segment. So, Patrick, go ahead. What do you want to say?
First off, I love you.
Okay, I love you too, Patrick.
You hold the show by yourself. You do not need a sidekick. And again, lost a daughter that was handicapped for somebody to criticize you about preaching about boo-hoo.
What I should talk about.
They never lived in our shoes.
Right.
They never lived in our shoes.
I don't know.
You know, it's very easy to be like, oh, yeah. Unless you've had to. I had 10 years of a daughter that was completely handicapped. You know, and
she died, but there was a lot of their learning as far as, like you said, the people looking at you, looking at your dog. You know, it's like, really? I don't understand how people can ever criticize somebody because their kid is handicapped. That is, doesn't my thing.
Because Patrick, they don't. Here's the thing, Patrick. They don't want to hear about it. They don't want to hear me talking about it.
Right. They live in their world.
They hear me. They call me a bitcher and moaner, and they throw that in with other conversations that I have. And
right. Because they have not had anybody in their family that has had that issue. You know, I before my daughter came, I already had cousins that had autism and other different effects, you know, mental defects. Mm-hmm. They were not normal people, according to the book.
Right.
And I also had black cousins, and I'm a white guy. So, you know, I had a bunch of issues going on in my life where I had to learn, you know, and a lot of people apparently do not. And, you know, second off, I did not know that I was calling on Tell Me Something Good.
That's okay, Patrick. You gave us
the phone. Uh-huh. And listen, again, you know how I always throw out my call outs to my brother that drives for UPS.
What's your brother's name? What's your brother's name?
It's Matt.
Hey, Matt.
And he drives for UPS.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, yeah, again, I'm not going to go into that because I love your show and I don't want to turn anybody away, so I'm not going into that.
Yep.
But he just said something to me to the effect, and I did not know what I was calling him, Tell Me Something Good, because Tell Me Something Good was that I told you to take your mom to Florida. It's not anything else.
I know.
I get flooded with this dope of a president, and I know we have to support him because he's our dope ass president but I don't want to hear about it when you're on. I want to hear you. I want to hear about your other stuff. If you want to talk about your son, if you want to talk about getting stuff done,
Patrick,
for them,
that's interesting. That's great. But here's the thing. So Patrick, thank you so much.
I love you, Kenny. You're the freaking best person on this channel.
Oh, all Patrick, right? for our peace talks, I'm going to send you a Lou Malnati's gift card because thank you. It's a truce. I'm going to send
pizza's
you.
My crack.
We're going to send you out a Lou Malnati's pizza with over 40 Chicagoland locations. Can be all of our crack. So go to LouMalnati's.com. Thank you, Patrick. I'm still going to do the segment because Patrick exposed all of the texters.
So he wanted to.
Patrick, yeah.
He wanted you not to do it because he's tired of hearing about it because he hates Trump.
Right.
Not a Trump supporter that doesn't want to hear bad things about.
Okay. I will scale it back. We're still going to penalize the listeners.
Let's do 35 seconds instead of
35
one
seconds.
Minute. So,
okay.
So instead of six, just do five.
We'll see.
That's
what happens.
That's my suggestion.
We will we'll negotiate this.
Yes.
More after. Tell Me Something Good when we come back. Thank you, Patrick. That was very sweet. Yes. All right. It was. That was something good. More in a moment.